Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Restore BRP Sierra Madre. The landmark U.S.-Philippines-Japan summit was held last week in Washington, D.C. It took place even as tensions in the South China Sea continued to mount. In this meeting, U.S. President Biden reiterated, for the NTH time, the U.S. unequivocal commitment to its Pacific allies. There has been some interest in why the Philippines intentionally beached a Navy ship. Rebecca Tan, Southeast Asia Bureau Chief of the Washington Post, asked me why it was done in Eungan, 2nd Thomas, Shoal. This occurred during my watch as Secretary of Defense under President Joseph Estrada. Eungan was chosen because it was within our 200 nautical mile exclusive economic zone, EEZ. It was also near, 22 nautical miles, Mischief Reef, where China had surreptitiously built 4 octagonal aluminum and fiberglass structures with steel bar reinforced pillars. It had a parabolic communication disc and a PRC flag. It was all part of China's creeping invasion of the South China Sea. The BRP Sierra Madre has now become a significant and instant outpost of our maritime resources. It was a manifestation of our determination to protect our exclusive economic zone. Although of World War II vintage, it was a functional ship that continued to serve its purpose. Today, in spite of its present state, it has not crumbled. It continues to be a symbol of our rights under international law. At this time, it is more than 75 years old, a senior citizen among warships that typically have lifespans of 3 or 4 decades. Some may say it's useless to repair the ship, but since the turn of the last century, it has been an unsinkable outpost. It is imperative for us to keep it functioning. We cannot allow the sacrifices of our sailors to go to waste. Despite these challenges, there is still time. Let us transform this adversity into an opportunity. Turn a bad thing into a good thing. We Filipinos are known for our resilience and ingenuity. We have converted military jeeps into jeepneys that we use for public transport. Let us make Sierra Madre an unsinkable symbol that will stand the test of time. We must rally behind our leaders as they continue to build strong alliances with those who share our democratic values and respect for international law. And even as we modernize the Navy by acquiring new vessels, let us remember the sacrifices of our men and women in uniform who stand as sentinels of our territory. We must restore the BRP Sierra Madre.